So to help you make that decision this morning, both sides of the debate, Deborah Morris-Travers is from the Yes Vote Coalition, and Family First Director Bob McCoskrie is leading the No Vote. Morning to both of you.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Should we even be here, Bob? It is a bad law hijacked by single-issue zealots with a bad question, the answer to which will be ignored and cost a fortune.
Well, there's a number of issues there. We don't think it'll be ignored. We think that the last government actually was turfed out last election because they didn't listen to grassroots. Even Labor commentators say that. So, no, the government needs to listen to this. Yes, it's a waste of money, but it's because of political deafness. The law was passed incredibly unpopular, still incredibly unpopular. And people should vote simply because it's part of democracy and because who better to determine how to parent and raise our kids? Should it be politicians and government-funded groups, or should it be parents as a mass, you know, as part of society saying, hey, what's best for our kids?
Isn't the whole thing a mess, Deborah, given that Bradford was about, it was all, from Bradford's point of view, it was all about child abuse, wasn't it, which is not what smacking's about?
Well, actually, to some extent it is a bit of a mess. We would have preferred a straightforward repeal of Section 59. And what that was about was granting children the same legal protections as all other citizens. They are, after all, our most vulnerable citizens. And, you know, they need legal protection. What the law is also about is setting a standard to say, well, children deserve to live free from violence just like we all do. And over time, one of the things that comes through very clearly in all the research is that we do need to change attitudes about physical punishment and our behaviours around physical punishment if we are going to get eventually to that hard end.
But why
might... This law was never going to address child abuse within 2 years. It's one important step. In addition, we need to be dealing with drug and alcohol issues, with poverty and with other dysfunction in people's homes.
John Key says the current law works, Bob.
No, it's not. There's been a 20-30% increase in child use and family investigations, and yet they're finding cases that require further investigation, so we're wasting SIF's time. Police in a review period, they had a 200% increase in cases involving smacking or minor acts of physical discipline, and yet they're only prosecuting about 6% of the cases, Mike. So 94% of the cases, the police are just saying, oh, let's move on, these are non-abusive parents. And I remember an interview you had with the police commissioner last year where you said, nothing's happening, this law is doing nothing. And we agree. I agree with Deborah. Let's target the real causes of child abuse. And even, you know, Judge Andrew Beecroft today saying we've got a hardcore group of youth offenders. Same factors, drug and alcohol abuse, family breakdown. Deborah says it's about violence towards kids. A smack on the bottom is not violence towards kids. Parents simply aren't buying that line.
Deborah?
Mike, can I just make a comment on a couple of those points? Because the increase in referrals to child, youth and family has come about because of the It's Not Okay Family Violence campaign.
And no, only a third of them, Deborah. Only a third.
There's been a big increase in referrals because there is a very low, an increasingly low tolerance of violence against children. When you have a look at the police statistics, in the 3 months prior to this law entering into force, there was about one case per month being referred to the police that was a smacking case. In the last six-month period that the police have reported on, it's been 1.03, so there has been cases per month, so there has hardly been a massive increase.
Well, you're not including minor acts of physical discipline, and the problem is, Mike, as you know, the police can't define what is the difference between smacking and minor acts of physical discipline.
Which
There's
makes
no definition.
But even there, the actual numbers are very small. It's gone from 3 per month in the 3 months prior to the law entering into force, and in the past 6 months, it's been 6 per month.
Yeah.
The numbers are actually very small.
But bottom line is parents don't want to be told how to raise kids when they know they're doing it in a non-abusive way.
Which is one of the points. Let me come back to that in just a moment. But Deborah, what you have made indisputably is parents criminals, haven't you?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. The police statistics do not bear that out. There has been a lot of fear-mongering coming from Bob at first. The police statistics are quite clear that they are dealing with more serious levels of violence. And if you talk to the police about it, they will say that they are only taking cases where it's very clear that children are at risk for a variety of factors. They are not pursuing parents, willy-nilly, and we have not seen a massive increase and the so-called good parents.
That's a very good point, though. I mean, the world has hardly come to an end, has it?
It has. The police say it's business as usual. Talk to parents. It's not business as usual.
My parenting hasn't changed one iota since the law passed. Not one iota. I haven't paid a minute's attention to any of this.
Have you smacked in the last 2 years?
Well, I never smack my kids anyway.
Okay, well, it hasn't changed for you, but for the two-thirds of parents that may choose to use a smack in a non-abusive way, it has changed, because if they choose to use it anyway, and the poll suggests they still are. The interesting thing about the poll at the weekend, Mike, was that even amongst the parents who said, no, they haven't smacked in the last 2 years like you, two-thirds of them still didn't think it should be a crime for parents who choose to. See, Mike, if you put your kids, if you choose time out instead, but you lock them in a dark room for 3 hours, I'd call you a child abuser.
Yeah, but I don't lock...
It's the problem, it's the way you use it. It's the rotten parent who applies it.
There's a really important point here, though, and that is that over time we are seeing more and more parents recognising that hitting children is the least effective way to guide them to behave well, especially in the long term.
But that's... Deborah, that's good. That's good. If people come to that conclusion on their own behalf, that's brilliant. You don't need a law to tell them to do that, though, do you?
Well, I think that it's important for all children to have the same legal protection as all other citizens. So in those rare cases where there is a serious assault, if it's taken to court, that the adults cannot claim a defence for that assault. You know, we can't do it as adults, so why, you know, it's not okay to hit adults.
All right.
So
some people think time out is bad too. Some people, you know, there's been a recent conference where they said, oh, time out is a breach of a child's convention on the rights of the child. You know, I mean, where does it stop? It's actually an anti-correction drive. It's basically saying, look, you know, you just don't correct children, and that's what underlines this law, that you can prevent bad behaviour, but you can't correct them. Mike, can you determine when you're correcting your twins, you know, are you preventing bad behaviour, or are you correcting it? Who knows?
All right, let's wrap this up. 30 seconds each. Deborah, give me the pitch. Why should I vote yes?
You should vote yes because voting yes is an aspirational vote for less violence in our homes and less violence in our communities. It's a strong stand in the interest of strong families and safe children. It's about protecting children, and it's about protecting them and retaining their right to legal protection in the law, which is something all of us as adults enjoy, and it's something that New Zealand children deserve to enjoy as well.
Bob, 30 seconds, give me the pitch. Vote no.
Smack is not child abuse. Look, we're desperate to target the real causes of child abuse, but don't target real parents. Let's deal with what really puts kids at risk. That's drug and alcohol abuse, family breakdown, non-biological adults living in the house. Let's get real about the causes of child abuse, but leave good parents alone.
All right, you two. Appreciate it very much.